Secure code shipped faster. That's the goal, right? The secret weapon is building security in from the start, not as an afterthought. Think shift left security, where automated testing is key. By baking security checks right into your development pipeline, you're laying the groundwork for a much more proactive security posture. Automated security testing. It's truly the foundation of shift left. Code velocity is accelerating thanks to AI. Manual checks just can't keep pace. Think of automated testing as instant feedback for developers. Vulnerabilities are flagged immediately, allowing for quick fixes. This proactive approach is critical for maintaining a strong security posture. SAST is like giving your code a security-focused code review, but automated. It examines your source code before it runs, hunting for vulnerabilities. One technique it uses is taint analysis, which tracks data from its entry point all the way through your system. This helps spot potentially dangerous data flows. SAST tools fit right into your development process, scanning code automatically with each commit so you can catch issues early. To automate security checks effectively, consider SAST tools. They act like automated code reviewers, but with a security mindset. For example, SemGrep is known for its speed. More importantly, it's incredibly customizable. You can write rules to catch the precise vulnerabilities that matter to you. It's a powerful way to shift security left. AI's impact on application security testing is accelerating, especially in SAST. Think about how AI can find vulnerabilities. Claude, for instance, found over 500 vulnerabilities in open source code. That's a huge deal. It demonstrates how AI is proactively improving code security. Plus, it helps cut down on false positives, making the whole process far more efficient. Dynamic application security testing, or DASTS, takes a black box approach. It assesses an application externally, similar to how an attacker operates. DAST tools simulate attacks to pinpoint vulnerabilities in a running application. This includes attempts at injection, authentication bypasses, and identifying misconfigurations, ensuring a robust security posture. To catch vulnerabilities, it's tough to beat dynamic application security testing. DAST tools test your application in real time, like an actual user. For a free solution, OWASP ZAP is a solid choice. It's surprisingly comprehensive. Burp Suite Professional packs in even more features if you need them. And then there's Nuclei for streamlined scans. With the right DAST tool, you can find weaknesses before attackers do. Most application code, around 85% in fact, is open source. That's why Software Composition Analysis, or SCA, is so important. Think of it as a scanner for your software's ingredients, identifying vulnerable open source components. The risk is substantial. We see over 10,000 malicious packages published every quarter. SCA helps you manage that risk effectively. SCA tools are essential for modern development. Snyk identifies vulnerabilities in your dependencies and provides remediation guidance. Dependabot automates pull requests to update risky dependencies. Renovate is an open-source tool that manages updates across multiple repositories. These tools streamline security and keep your projects current. Slop squatting is a subtle AI risk we need to address. Attackers are creating malicious packages with names similar to legitimate dependencies, hoping developers make a typo. The danger is, with AI code completion tools becoming so common, developers might inadvertently accept these incorrect suggestions. This could lead to installing compromised code without even realizing it. IAST is a powerful approach, a hybrid of sorts. It instruments the application during testing, providing vulnerability feedback in real time. Think of it as combining the best of both worlds. You get the code-level precision of static analysis, along with the runtime context that dynamic testing offers. It's a comprehensive way to find vulnerabilities. IAST offers something unique: real-time vulnerability detection. Companies like Contrast and HDI are key players here, finding and preventing vulnerabilities while your application runs. Think of IAST not as a replacement for SAST or DAST, but as an enhancement. It fills in the gaps and gives you a much more comprehensive view of your application's security posture. It's an important layer in a complete security strategy. Exploit prediction is a game changer for vulnerability management. CVSS provides a severity score, but EPSS, or Exploit Prediction Scoring System, tells you the likelihood of exploitation. Consider this. A vulnerability with a CVSS of 6.5 and a very high EPSS, I'm talking 0.94, poses a much greater risk than one with a CVSS of 9.8 and a near zero EPSS. EPSS helps you prioritize what matters. Pipeline integration is where shift left really comes to life. Think of it as embedding security checkpoints throughout your entire development process. Even before code is committed, we can detect secrets and enforce code style. Code commits trigger SAST scans and license compliance checks. Then the build stage incorporates SCA scans, container image scanning, and software bill of materials creation. What about deploying to staging? False positives, they can bury you. To stay efficient, monitor which tools trigger the most. That'll show you where to adjust configurations and boost accuracy. Speaking of efficiency, implement a formal suppression process. Document why you're suppressing an alert, get approval, and schedule it to be reevaluated. Think of suppression as a temporary fix, not a permanent solution. A zero-tolerance security policy is incredibly powerful. I mean, no deployments allowed if critical or high-severity vulnerabilities pop up. The trick is baking that enforcement directly into your CI/CD pipelines. Automate those security checks, and if there's a violation, escalate it immediately. This approach helps prevent vulnerable code from ever reaching production. Hopefully, this has given you some food for thought. I wanted to share some valuable insights with you today. I'm optimistic this has sparked some new ideas for you. I'm happy to discuss any questions you might have now.